everybody.
Hi, 皆さん。
It's Pastor Rod.
ロドさんと。
And Masashi.
Masashi です。
What a great team we got, Masashi.
すごいいいチームですね、みんな。
We've been doing a series.
いいシリーズやってます。
What kind of God is God?
神様ってどんな神様?
And we'll be using Psalm 23.
詩編の23からシェアします。
The Lord is my shepherd.
神様は私の羊飼いだ。
Oh, I love the shepherd.
もう羊飼い大好きです。
And today we're going to do the last part.
今日はシリーズ最後です。
And it's all about how we're going to show our life to the next generation.
どのようにこの愛を次世代につなぐかです。
We love the shepherd.
羊飼い大好きです。
We follow his voice.He heals us.
そして癒してくれる。
He protects us.
守ってくれる。
And now we want to show forward the goodness of God.
そして神様の素晴らしさを次世代につなぐんです。
Once again, let me finish this week by talking about my cousin's farm.
そしてね、いとこのね、このね、おじちゃんの牧場。
Let's do a bit of a recap.
ちょっとね、戻ってきましょう。
That when I was a little boy,
ちっちゃかった頃は、
every holidays went to my cousin's sheep farm.
というか、大体いつもそのおじちゃんの牧場に行ってたんです。
Cousin James was a good farmer.
ジェームスおじちゃんですよ。
And his farm was beautiful.
ね、すごい綺麗な牧場で。
Beautiful rivers.
川とかせせらぎで。
Beautiful healthy sheep.
ね、健康的な羊で。
Everything was good.
素晴らしかったんです。
And as a little boy, we went in September.
ちっちゃかった頃、9月に大体行くんだけど。
That was the time where they shear the wool off the sheep.
ね、羊のね、この毛を刈り取る時です。
And it's also the time where there's baby lambs.
ね、そして子羊が生まれる時。
So every time we went, there was little white lambs everywhere.
行く時、子羊がいっぱい。
They're so cute.
真っ白なの。
We love to hold them.
And, そしてね、抱きかかえて。
And that little voice went, meh.
Meh.
They're so cute.
ね、もうめっちゃかわいい。
And, but one of the sad with sheep is sometimes the mother pushes off some babies.
で、羊ってね、たまにね、そのお母さんが赤ちゃんの子育てしなくなる時がある。
Especially if there's twins.
で、そして特に双子だったら。
It's one of the sad things of nature.
ね、その悲しい自然の原則です。
So James used to get the cast-off lambs, the unwanted lambs.
だからおじちゃんはそういうふうに面倒見てもらえなかった羊をケアして。
And bring them in a little pen just outside the house.
ね、そして家の外の囲いの中に入れてた
の。So in the morning we would jump up.
だから朝起きて。
Say, can we feed the lammies?
ね、その子羊に餌あげていいって。
The little lammy-chans.
ね、その子羊ちゃんですよ。
They are. We went out there with milk bottles. Put them under your arm. And they would just suck that milk out. About 10 minutes. It was the best thing. Imagine holding a cute little lambs like that. And so those lambs used to, they got to know us. They waited for us to come out of the house.
And
as soon as we walked out, meh, meh. Running over. Because they knew we had the milk. And they would follow us over here. Follow us over here. It was so wonderful. And this is the picture of showing forth the way to the next generation. That when we talk about the shepherd, we talk about his ways. I believe the lambs are going to come. They're going to take the milk. They're going to grow healthy. This is what God wants for us. And then passing on to the next generation. So we're going to finish this week looking at Psalm 23. The last verse in a bit. Here we go, verse 5b onward. This is now in my life, I'm being blessed. It says, You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
私の頭に油を注いでください。私の杯が溢れています。
It's talking about being healthy.
健康になるということです。
And satisfied.
満足するということ。
It's like I've been a Christian now for 42 years.
クリスチャンになって42年になります。
And it hasn't always been easy.
いつも簡単ってわけじゃないよ。
But it's always been good.
でもいつも素晴らしい。
God has been with me.
神様が一緒にいてくれて。
With my lovely wife.
一緒に妻と。
With our family.
家族と一緒にいる。
With the church.
教会と一緒にいてくれて。
God has anointed us.
神様が油を注いでくれて。
God has overflowed us.
溢れさせてくれている。
And verse 6 says this.
そして6からは。
Surely your goodness and love follow me all the days of my life.
私の命の日の限り慈しみと恵みが追ってくるでしょう。
It's following after me.
ね、後ろについてきてくれてる。
Oh, look at that. There's some goodness.
おお、素晴らしさがある。
Oh, there's some mercy.
おお、こっちには慈しみ。
There's some grace.
ね、何か恵みがある。
And I want to tell the next generation.
だから次世代に伝えたい。
And finally, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
そして私いつまでも主の家に住まいましょう。
So let me talk about a few things in our lives how we shine forth the goodness of God.
だからどのように神様の素晴らしさを伝えるのかです。
First of all, we need to model God's life to another generation.
神様のこの人生を次世代に示すんです。
I believe that we need to say, Lord, help me to be healthy.
ね、神様健康でいるように助けて。
And positive.
ポジティブでいるように助けて。
And happy.
ハッピーでいるように。
And I love to say to parents.
でね、みんな両親に言い
たい。You know, if you want your kids to grow up to love God.
ね、子供たちに神様を愛してほしいじゃん。
Then speak well of God.
だそしたら神様のいいことを。
Good.
神様いい神様だよ。
All the time.
いつもいい神様だよ。
All the time.
いつも。
God is good.
神様は素晴らしいよって言ってあげて。
Let's do it together.
一緒に言いますか?
All the time.
いつも。
God is good.
神様は素晴らしい。
God is good.
神様は。
all the time.
いつも素晴らしいんです。
When we're driving in the car,
ね、車で運転してる時も、
and the kids are in the back seat,
ね、後ろに座ってる時も、
we talk about the goodness of God.
子供たちに伝えるんです。
That God is good.
神様素晴らしいよね。
That God is with us.
神様一緒にいるよね。
That church is good.
教会素晴らしいよね。
Even the pastors are good.
ね、牧師たちもいいよね。
Hopefully that's true.
ね、いいはずです。
But speaking well.
でもいいことを言うんです。
You know, King David said this.
ダビデもこう言ったんです。
He said, I'm now old, I was once young. I've never seen God's people begging.
ね、神様はこう大人になったけど、神様の人たちが何かあのもうってなってないって。
What that means is there are some hard moments.
大変な時はある
けど。But our life is good.
でも人生は素晴らしい。
And I love preaching this in every country I go to.
ね、行くとこどこにでもこのメッセージ。
God has blessed you.
神様祝福してくれてる。
We may not be rich.
ね、豊かになってるわけない。
But we're getting better.
ね、でももっとそこに。
We may not be healed.
癒されてないかも。
But we're getting more healthy.
でももっと健康になっている。
I may still be weak.
まだ弱いかも。
But I'm not broken.
でももう壊れてはない。
Come on, we need to be speaking to another generation. Because the kids are listening.
子供たち聞いてんだもん。
And they need to know that God is good parents.
でも神様が素晴らしいことを知る必要がある。
Come on, bring your kids to the kids program.
だからキッズチャーチに連れてってみて。
Enjoy singing with Kenny Koala or whatever.
ね、ケニー・コアラと一緒に祈る。
Enjoy and taking your kids to kids church.
ね、キッズチャーチに一緒に連れてってあげるんです。
And your kids will grow up to know that God is good.
そしたら子供たちは神様が素晴らしいのを知って育つんです。
Number two.
で、二つ目。
Tell your kids how good God is often, all the time.
ね、いつも神様の子供たち神様の良さを伝えるんです。
We just love teaching about journaling in our church.
教会ではジャーナルについて教えています。
That when you open the Bible,
聖書を読んで、
and say God speak to me.
神様語ってって言うんです。
Then God is a good father.
神様はいいお父さんだから。
God is a good shepherd.
いい羊飼いだから。
He's going to give you exactly what you need.
必要なものを与えてくれる。
He's going to encourage you.
励ましてくれる。
Sometimes warn you.
そしたら注意してくれる時もある。
But it's always for a better future.
でももっとより良い将来のためなんです。
I just heard this week about one of our pastors, Adrian.
ね、エイドリアンのストーリーを聞いたんです。
He's teaching a group of people in Nepal how to journal.
Nepal の人たちにジャーナルの仕方を教えているんです。
Pastor Daniel is there with his house churches.
ダニエル牧師たちが家で集まってるんです。
And teaching them how to journal.
ジャーナルの仕方を教えて。
And they go, oh wow, this is amazing.
おお、すごいですね。
And I heard about an old lady who was in the church that day.
そしたらね、年配の女性の方がいたんです。
A lady called Kadga.
Kadga さんが。
Just an old lady who knew the Lord from a young age.
ね、若い時から神様のことを知っていた。
In fact, in her area, she was the first person to believe in Jesus.
そのエリアでね、初めに信じた人がその人だったんです。
And it was hard.
大変だったよ。
It was persecution.
なんか迫害もされた。
But she followed God.
でも神様についてた。
And when her kids grew up,
で子供たちが育
つ。They followed Jesus.
彼らたちも神様を信じ。
And then her grandchildren grew up.
そして孫たちが来て。
They followed Jesus.
孫たちもイエスについて。
And I heard that she was 95 years old. She started to learn how to journal from the Bible.
そして95歳になって聖書からジャーナルを学んだ。
Now she can't actually see at 95.
でも95歳だからちゃんとは見えない。
So they had to read to her Psalm 23.
読めないかしらの23を読んであげたんです。
And she just loves that.
ね、その声が大好きだって。
Oh, I love the word of God.
神様の言葉が大好きだって。
And then she started saying, oh, yes, Psalm 23.
詩篇23。
Ah, surely goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life.
慈しみと恵みはずっと追ってきてたの分かるよ。
Isn't that beautiful?
ね、素晴らしい。
And all the kids are there.
ね、子供たちも
grandkids.
孫たちも
hearing grandma.
ね、そしてね、おばあちゃんの声を聞いてる。
Say that God is good.
神様は素晴らしい。
God's promises are true.
神様の約束は本当だからね。
I believe this is what we should be experiencing in our life.
ね、自分たち人生もそれ体験する。
Saying, come on kids, come on everyone, God is good. The third thing I want to say is that we're building this into our local church. Here at Lifehouse, we love our kids.
We love
our kids' programs and
kids'
Zoom. The Kenny Koala we talked about.
And
singing the Lord's Prayer. I love seeing the kids singing the Lord's Prayer. And, our Father in Heaven. And, in English. How'd it go? That's very good, very good. Yeah. And in Japanese, and then we see the parents singing as well.
And,
I just think we're getting the word of God into young people's hearts. We've heard of many, many people becoming believers through the online presence of our kids' church. So why don't we give a big wave to our kids' church team? Yay! Big clap. Thank you, kids' church team. Sachi and all the teams. And that's translated then in Hong Kong into Cantonese and many other languages. And we hear about like little kids starting to watch and then their parents watching. We heard recently a family in Nagano. The little girl started watching.
And
mum started watching.
And
dad started watching. And kids leading their parents to hear about about Jesus.
子供たちが両親をね、イエスの子供に導いている。
Just today I heard about another father and wants to bring his little child into the English program and wants to come back to Jesus.
ね、お父さんも子供たちをそのイングリッシュのプログラムに連れてきたい。
Our kids program is amazing.
キッズのプログラム最高だ。
I love it. I like come on, more praise. Thank you, thank you.
ありがとうだからみんな。
We praise God for all our amazing people.
本当に神様にありがとうって。
We love our kids church.
もうキッズチャーシュ大好
き。We love the next generation.
Next と次世代が大好き。
And then there's the youth as well.
そうなんですよ。ユースもあるんですよ。
The preteens.
ね、プレティーンズもあって。
They're growing.
ね、成長してます。
University students.
大学生もそうです。
All the young people.
若い人たちみんなです。
Amazing.
もう素晴らしい。
Journaling.
ジャーナルをしながら。
Loving God together.
神様を一緒に愛し続けてるんです。
Come on, folks.
みんな。
We're in this pandemic.
このパンデミ
ック。But we can love another generation.
次世代を愛してる。
We can be unselfish.
ね、その自己中。
We can give out to somebody around us.
他の誰かを祝福できる。
And say, God is good.
で、神様は素晴らしいんだよって伝えられるんです。
And this is one of the biggest warnings that Jesus ever gave.
でも、イエスが言った忠告っていうのもここなんです。
He said this is so important to him is that we don't hurt the little ones.
ね、その小さいたちを傷つけない。
Imagine those little lammies and someone wanting to hurt them.
ね、子羊を傷つけたいって人がいたらどう？
That's a weird person.
変な人だよね、その人は。
That's a really strange thing.
なんでそう思うのって思うじゃん。
Well, that's what Jesus said.
でも、イエスがそう言ったんです。
In Luke 17:2,
ルカの17の2では、
He said it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around the neck than to cause one of the little ones to stumble.
これは小さいものの心につまずきを与えるものは首に大きな石をくくりつけて海に投げ込まれる方がマシです。
We shouldn't stumble little people.
だから小さい人たちをつまずかせるべきではない。
People with new faith.
新しく信仰を持った人。
Kids.
子供たち。
Just people coming to Christ.
ね、イエスを信じようとしている人たち。
That's why we also got to be careful not to watch strange things.
だから変なものを見ないようにするのも大事なんです。
That's what Jesus said. He said the sheep don't listen to strange voices.
ね、イエスも言ったじゃん変な声がThat
want to take you away from joy.
Oh,
you have too much joy in your church. And then people start losing their joy.
And
Jesus said, don't stumble little ones. Help them to grow. Don't get in the way. And I think that's why we have to keep a clean heart. Keep forgiving. And say we've got a big responsibility. And another one was when Jesus was talking to Peter after the resurrection.
ね、復活した後、イエスがペテロの話をした時。
And Peter had betrayed Jesus three times.
ね、三回ペテロは裏切ったんです。
And after the resurrection, Jesus meets Peter.
ね、復活した後、イエスはペテロに会いに行った。
That's a bit awkward right there.
ちょっと気まずいっすよね、
That's a bit cookie読めない、right?
cookie 読めない、もう気まずい、気まずい。
That's a difficult circumstance.
ね、どうなるんだって状況です。
And Jesus says to Peter three times.
イエスはペテロに三回言ったんです。
He says, do you love me?
愛してるか、私のこと。
And Peter goes, yeah, yeah, you know.
愛してるよ。
Yeah, I love you. Three times.
三回よ、でも。
Denied Jesus three times.
イエスをね、なんか信じてないって三回言ったけど。
Jesus says three times, do you love me?
でも三回イエスは
And then Jesus gives him back his mission.
で、ミッションを与えたんです。
He says, okay, if you love me, feed my lambs.
じゃあ、ね、信じてるならこの羊を養いなさい。
If you love me, take care of my sheep.
自分の羊をケアして。
And lastly, you love me, feed my sheep.
ね、そして羊を養いなさい。
This is the story.
ね、これがストーリーなんです。
And what Jesus is doing,
何をしていたかというと、
He's saying, Peter, come on back.
ね、戻ってきなさい。
You made some mistakes.
間違いはしたかもしれない。
I forgive you.
でも許してるから。
But my grace is on you.
恵みがあるんだから。
Come back to vision.
だからビジョンに戻ってきて。
And I want to say to us, church,
だからみんなにも言いたい。
We can't lose our mission.
ミッションをなくさないで。
To shine for Jesus.
ね、イエスのために輝くんだよ。
To tell the people about Jesus.
ね、イエスのことを周りに伝える。
To say, God, use me.
神様使って。
I'm growing up as a sheep now.
ね、羊と今成長してる。
And I want to help some other people.
他の人を助けたい。
Now when Jesus said, feed my lambs and feed my sheep,
ね、イエスは羊の世話をしなさい、そして子羊の世話をしなさい。
They're actually different.
でも違う意味があるんです。
Like the story with my little lammies under the arm,
ね、子羊を養うみたいなね。
With the milk in their mouth.
ね、この牛乳哺乳瓶にあげてる。
I'm feeding the lambs.
養ってますよね、子羊を。
These are the newer Christians.
ね、これ新しいクリスチャンの人たち。
These are the kids.
子供たち。
These are people hearing about Jesus.
イエスについて聞いてる人たち
です。 We feed them by helping them.
助けることを通して養っていくんです。
But when they become sheep,
でも羊に大人にな
ったら、 You never do that with sheep.
ね、羊に哺乳瓶にはあげないですよね。
You have to push the sheep into the field.
ね、その野原の方に渡ってます。
They've grown up now.
大人だもんね。
And we're teaching them how to feed themselves.
どういうふうに自分で食べるかを教えるんです。
And this pandemic,
このパンデミック
でも、 all around the world,
世界中で、
has forcing people to feed themselves.
ね、自分で自立しなきゃいけないって状況になってます。
And teaching church leaders to help, come on, we're going to help you feed yourself.
ね、教会のリーダーたちも自分で養えるように。
How to read the Bible.
どのように聖書を読んで、
like、God,
神様語ってっていうのか。
We've got to grow up.
だから成長しなきゃいけないんです。
We can't be little lammies forever.
もう子羊のままではいられないんです。
Because God wants us to grow and help others as well.
神様は自分たちが大人になって他の人を助けてほしいと思ってるから。
I tell you, this is a moment.
でもこれがその瞬間。
Where we say, I'm going to journal again.
またジャーナルしようと思うか。
I'm going to come back again.
また戻ってこよう
と思うか。I'm going
to grow.
I'm going to self-feed.
ね、自分で養えるように。
And become all that God wants me to be.
神様になってほしいような姿になれるように。
So as I finish today,
だから今日終わるけど、
and as I was finishing this series in my preparation,
ね、このね、準備をしてた時、このシリーズ、
I started thinking again about the goodness of the shepherd.
まあ、羊飼いの素晴らしさについて考え始め
た。 And what would I want to say finishing?
ね、終わるにつれどういうふうにまとめたいのか。
And all of a sudden, an old little kid's song came back
to me. 子供の歌を思い出したんです。
It just came into my heart.
ね、心になんか触れられたんです。
It's called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
メリさんの羊ですね。
Now I'm not going to sing it.
歌いませんよ。
But Musashi might, I don't know.
Or
I'd like that.
Everyone
knows the little song.
Mary
had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And as I sat there, I thought, oh, we can't use that. That's like a kid's little song. But I thought, why don't I Google the whole song? And it was actually written by about a little girl called Mary Sawyer.
ね、メリー・ソーヤーとこの、このソーヤーさんについて、ね、
and she really had a little lamb.
本当に子羊持ってたんです。
And the little lamb did come to school with her.
子羊実際に一緒に学校に来たんです。
And as I read through the verses, I saw the end of the little song.
ね、この歌詞の一番最後を見たときに。
And as I read the end of the song, it really touched me.
ね、本当に心触れられたんです。
So I'm going to read it to you.
で、読むよ。
I hope you understand I'm not trying to treat you like little children.
ね、子供としてみんな扱ってるわけじゃないよ。
But it's just, it just illustrated something in the last verse.
でも最後がね、すごいいい例えなんです。
You ready? Here we go.
じゃあこんな感じなんですよ。
We're going to read the second verse. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, where Mary went, and everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
ね、どこでもついていく、めいめい、ついていく、どこでもついていく、かわいいね。
He followed her to school one day, school one day, school one day. He followed her to school one day, which was against the rules.
ある時、学校へ、学校へ、学校へ、ある時は学校へついてきたって、高卒違反だったんです。
It made the children laugh and play, laugh and play, laugh and play. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school.
生徒が笑った、あはは、あはは、生徒が笑った、それを見て。
Here we get into the part.
で、ここでも大事なところ。
There's two last verses.
ね、この最後の2つ。
The second last one says, the kids started saying, why does the lamb love Mary so? Mary so, Mary so. Why does the lamb love Mary so? The eager children cry.
ね、英語の直訳の方はこう書いてあるんですね。どうして子羊はそんなメリーが好きなの？なんでそんなメリーが好きなの？って子供たちは聞いた。
Why does the lamb come?
なんで子羊ついてくるの?
Why does the lamb follow?
なんでそこについてきてるんだろう?
Why does the lamb listen to the shepherd's voice?
なんで羊飼いの声を聞いているんだろう?
The last verse says this.
でも最後にこういうふうに言ってるんです。
Why? Mary loves the lamb, you know. Lamb, you know. Lamb, you know. Mary loves the lamb, you know. The teacher did reply.
これも英語の方の直訳なんですけど、メリーが子羊を大好きだからだよ。大好きだからなんだよ。メリーが子羊大好きだからよって先生が伝えた。
Why do I follow Jesus?
なんでイエスについていくんだろう?
Why do I love Jesus?
なんでイエスが大好きなんだろう?
What is it?
なんなんだろう?
Why have I followed him for these 42 years?
なんで42年間もイエスについていくの?
9 years?
9年間の自分
にとっては。Why do we follow Jesus?
なんでイエスについていくの?
Because Jesus loves us so.
イエスが自分たちを本当に愛してくれてるから。
Just loves us so.
本当に愛してくれてるから。
And so, when we come to John 3:16,
だからヨハネ3の16でも。
It's sort of the one verse that describes everything.
ね、すべての表しているものはここです。
It's sort of, it starts by this saying this, for God so loved the world that...
ね、神様はこの世を実に愛してくれたから。
God so loved the world that...
実に愛していたから。
Now all around the world, people wouldn't know how to...finish that sentence.
ね、世界中このね、終わりどういうふうに言っちゃうの?
Maybe God loved the world that he would give us good rains.
あ、じゃあいい雨を降らしてくれる。愛してるもんね、だって。
That's true.
そうですね。
And he would give us good food.
あ、いい食べ物をくれる。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
植物もくれます。
But when this scripture came out, people would go, what?
でもこの聖書読んだ時、え?
Because it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
ね、実に神は一人が惜しまずに与えるのにこの世界を愛してくださった。
What?
え?
Who would do that?
誰がそんなことするの?
But yet there are some tribes in the world where this actually happens.
ね、こういうふうなことが起きる部族もあるんですよ。
There's a famous story from Papua New Guinea.
パプアニューギニアでも。
Where the tribes would give each other a child as a matter of peace.
ね、部族たちが平和を保つために子供たちを分け与え。
The children didn't die.
もちろん死んでないでしょ、子供。
But it was a sign of peace between tribes.
でも部族の関係の中で平和をシンボル。
And when the people went to first tell them about Jesus
and
read this scripture, those tribes became believers in Jesus. They said, we understand this. This is the greatest sacrifice any tribe could do. And God so loved the world that he wanted to have peace with us, reconcile us, free us, forgive us, that he gave Jesus. Come on, praise God. He gave Jesus. God so loved the world. What would God do? What would the shepherd do? He gave his only son. That whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
For
42 years, I've been believing in Jesus. I love Jesus because he first loved me. That's what Romans 5:8 says. God demonstrates, shows his great love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait till we were good. He didn't say, Rob, when you're good, I'll love you. Marsh, when you're good enough, I'll love you. No, when we were yet sinners, the shepherd loved his sheep, spoke to us, called us, and we believe in him. Come on. My last scripture is this. What Jesus says. John 10:10-11. I finish with this. The thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you were actually talking about a Japanese seeker who was saying, really? Is the thief in the Bible the devil?
And
Marsh would say, yeah, he's the bad one.
That's
the bad one. And this young Japanese man is saying, okay, that's interesting. That's why there's evil in the world, right? Yeah, but that's what Jesus says.
Yeah,
the devil does that. But I have come that I might have life. And life to the full. This is what Jesus says. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Why do we follow Jesus? Why do we read his word? It's got nothing to do with religion. It's because he loves us. He loves you so much. He loves you. And I would love to pray for us right now that we would leave the Psalm 23 on this series saying, I love the shepherd because he first loved me and poured out his life for me. Come on, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, arigato.
You love us so much.
You
came and died. And you rose again. And we follow you. Because we love you. Because you love us. We thank you, Jesus. I pray our hearts would be alive with this relationship. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a big praise. And maybe you would like to know the Good Shepherd.
I'm
going to count to three and ask you to pray to receive Jesus. Are you ready? You know who you are. You're saying, I want to know the Good Shepherd.
I'm going to
count to three. One, God loves you. Two, would you open your heart? And three, would you receive Jesus right now? Thank you, Jesus. As these people receive you, you would forgive them, love them, pour your life into them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey. Well, it's been a fun series.
Talking
about sheep and lambs.
Come
on, let's go shine. Let's go train some people. Let's go pray for people. Let's be big sheep that just are so healthy and happy.
And
in Jesus' name. God bless.
Bye-bye.